Hello and welcome to Arcanum Obscura. I'm Chris.
And I'm Nathaniel. Howdy.
Good thing you raised your hand so they knew.
It wasn't like a, I'm here. It's more of like a,
of
I'm
all the
here.
People here, they got to make sure they know it's you.
Yes. I'm glad you know and you understand. How are you doing?
I don't know how to answer that because.
What do you mean? What do you mean? That's an easy question. That's a nice, simple question.
Yeah, but I just answered that in the last episode we recorded.
I know. Yes.
Today.
How are you doing since then?
More tired.
More tired.
Yes.
Ooh,
more tired.
That's unfortunate. When I go home, this is weird that I'm going to say this, but when I go home.
You're going to rub one out.
No. That's along the way. What are you talking about?
While driving.
Yes.
At 90, because I get off on speed.
I get off on speed. I have to go a different way when I go home than when I come here. I can't go
That's
up.
Your whole life going a different way. Yes, everything comes back.
Anyways,
to that.
Because right at the intersection between 484 and I-75, it gets fucking busy.
Did
around
you?
The time I leave.
Hear about the accident that happened up on 44 where we used to work? Where
Mm-mm.
you used to work and I work?
Mm-mm.
Okay, you know 44?
You think you told me this last week?
No, this is a new one.
Oh, fuck.
You know, okay, you know 44?
Yes.
You know that little side alley with like three offshoots on the 44?
Yes.
That
yes.
was always trashed?
Yeah.
Well, at the very end of it...
I saw all the flowers.
You know what?
Nope. What happened?
So, there was this girl, she was 17, she was already in that thing you can do in high school where you're like, you're ready to join the military and you do these courses in
yep.
high school.
Yep.
She's only a couple months away from graduating. She went out for her family to get food, then her family didn't hear from her.
Wow.
They called her and they didn't hear from her. So they went out looking for her. And the opposite side of 484 was I believe, a cement truck fully loaded. Didn't slow down to cross the lanes and go into the alley.
Oh,
hit her
shit.
Head on.
That's fucking
and
tragic.
Her family found her. Like, the police and everything were already there, but they weren't notified yet.
They probably
like, she
should have
been
know,
back
yeah.
with the food by now.
Yeah.
So that's going to be twice as bad going up, you know, going up and finding it.
That's terrible.
As opposed to getting, like, them coming to your door and telling
Why didn't he slow down?
He probably just thought he had time to cut across at full speed in the cement truck, fully loaded.
Yeah.
I heard he might have been drunk, too.
Cool.
Yeah.
Love to hear it.
So that's what that patch of, that huge pile of flowers is.
Yeah, that was a large swath of flowers.
Is it Puerto Rican flag hanging there?
I didn't see the flag.
It's got the, I think the...
With the star?
Red or blue triangle.
Yeah.
And then the two or three stripes.
With
and
the star?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that Puerto Rican?
It's Puerto Rico.
I thought so. Yeah, that went up the next day on top of the memorial.
That fucking sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, she's 17. You know, her whole life is ahead of her. She had it all planned out.
Yep.
And had a couple months to go, and then some asshole, as usual, fucks it up.
Shit. Well, that's quaint. I'm glad we started off the podcast just right. Got that nice flavor.
Set the tone.
I wonder if there's anything. This all stemmed because I was talking about I want to go home a different way, you rat bastard.
Because it reminded me of when I had to
yes.
go home a different way because that old lady nailed the Corvette.
Yep. So, yeah, I don't go up 484 when I leave here because it fucking is packed. Like, I literally spend a good half hour to
well,
an
usually,
hour stuck in traffic.
Sometimes when we record, you're usually leaving close to rush hour. And
yep.
It's Friday.
Yep. I know. That's why I usually like to go the other way. What I want to do is, actually, I'll look it up when I get done with this, but there's...
What I want to do is buy one of those, like, paragliders or one of those, like, little personal helicopters to fly home.
Yeah. No, what I want to do is just, like, buy a really big fan and a parachute and then just fly away.
Oh, again, like a paraglider.
Yeah.
Like I just said.
Yeah. I wasn't
I was
saying you
home.
Were wrong.
I
was just adding to it.
I was going home one day and I saw one.
Yeah,
up over 484.
Yeah.
Well, the weird thing
the
is,
airfield's
like,
not too far from there.
But where I used to live up in New York, we live by the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And we would see them all the time. Because they would just circle the mountains on the updrafts.
Yep.
So I thought it was kind of weird to see him in like an area that's completely flat.
Florida is fucking flat. And everybody likes to say the Netherlands is like the flattest place on earth. Nah, dog. I looked up the highest elevation.
Elevation.
Thank you. Elevation in the Netherlands, and I looked up the highest elevation in Florida. Florida is lower.
Yeah. Well, there's that thing. There's a radio station I used to listen to, and every day during lunch, she would give random facts.
Yep.
And there's some state in America that's called like the flattest state, but in reality, Florida is the flattest state.
Yes.
It's weird because there's like barely any hills, and
Yeah, we have nothing.
I know it's just,
Most of our hills, by the way, are man-made.
it's weird for
Can
me,
you
you
think of
know?
the largest hill in Florida
I
right
can barely
now?
think of any except these little tiny mounds.
The largest hill I can think of.
There's one at work that is definitely man-made that I've
Yep.
seen from construction.
Or
It's like 20-foot high.
have you been to Baseline? Have you been to
I
the
used to work at. No, I worked at Rotary.
Yes, you worked out, which is on Baseline
The
or just
baseline
right
dump
next to it.
road?
Yes.
Yes, the dump
Have you
mound?
seen the dump mound?
Yes, I worked
That's the
there.
largest hill
When I worked for
in
Solid Waste, that's
Florida.
where I trained.
Yeah.
And you see the people on the bulldozers like, I don't want to fight. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. You're going around there.
But yeah, like I mean the largest hills are
It's
all man-made in Florida and we're still
yeah.
really fucking flat.
It's like, you know, it's funny to me when people are like talking about like waterfall in Florida, and it's like either it's a sinkhole with water falling into it
Yep.
or they're man-made.
Yep.
And it's like where I grew up, it was mountains everywhere and real fucking
Yep.
waterfalls. And
There's a waterfall
so
in the state park, Rainbow Springs.
but in contrast, it's so weird
Yeah.
coming from a mountainous area to nothing.
What do you mean? We have beaches and swamps,
Yeah.
the Everglades,
And mosquitoes and.
and mosquitoes and love bugs and caterpillars.
Oh,
Fuck those
we had the
caterpillars.
caterpillars in New York too.
Those
Different
ones?
types. We had
Different
tent
types, okay.
caterpillars.
Okay.
So they would cover the trees with huge fucking
Yep.
nests. And you'd have to go out and like light them on
Light
fire to
on
get rid
fire?
of.
Yep.
Yeah.
We do that here sometimes.
Did you hear about that up where I work? There's a firebug.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Wow.
In 1 week, he started like three different fires.
Holy shit.
You know, down at the end of the manor where the Dollar General meets by in the corner of
Yes.
44.
Yes.
There's a whole section there where they had to go in with a bulldozer and dig a trench all through the woods to stop the fire.
Holy shit.
And that was like the second one he
He's
started
not
that
just
day.
starting fires. He's starting
He's starting
fires.
fucking forest fires.
Yeah.
They haven't caught him yet, but since they've been looking now and fighting him, it's died down. So he's probably like, "Oh shit."
He's like, oh my God,
One was by the golf course.
consequences for my.
You know the,
Whoa, really?
you remember where the,
The dead golf course.
you know when you go up behind the Jehovah's Witness place, it was that
Yes.
cul-de-sac?
Yep.
There was one there. They had to bring in two bulldozers and
That's
a bunch of
weird.
fire trucks to stop that one.
Huh.
Yeah. Then another one was started where the pass becomes a dirt road because the pass doesn't actually exist there.
Yes.
There was a fire there.
He's going into all the very obscure places.
Yeah. And one of our coworkers saw the fire, called in, and saw two kids walking down towards the road towards him. Then they turned around quick and went the other way.
It could be kids. It sounds like
Yeah.
something stupid kids would do.
Yeah. But if that place.
He gonna catch some charges if you keep that
Yeah.
up.
Catch some hands.
You're gonna catch some hands.
$5,000 reward. If I find you're gonna catch some.
Fucking just slap the shit out of you.
The funny thing is, one of the coworkers, I will not mention his name, knew a lot about these. And I'm
Oh.
like, you know an awful lot about these, and that's $5,000.
It's like, I might start turning you in.
He's the one we were trying to figure out his nationality. And I asked you if, in polite ways of saying this, if a firebug is a nationality, and you have like died laughing in the shop.
Yes. You didn't say firebug.
No.
You said
Firebug
something.
victim.
Yes. Yes, you did. That
He knew a
was.
lot. Like every single one where they were started, he pretty much came across them as they were
He
happening.
does also live there, though.
This was during work. He
Oh.
just happened to be in working in the area that everyone was started.
That is
Yeah,
weird.
isn't it?
That is weird.
I could use some money.
I don't know. Like, would he start it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Come on.
He and like, they are. This
he like
thing,
lives for this stuff.
They are in obscure areas.
Like, he's the one that gives the Tragical Misery tour to yeah. every new person.
Also, you wouldn't know a lot about these areas unless you've
if
live in that.
If we've never mentioned a Tragical Misery tour, I have a coworker, and whenever someone new starts and they go out with this coworker, I warn them about the Tragical Misery tour. I know I warned you about it.
Yep.
He knows where every car accident, how it happened,
not just car accident,
what happened to the person, every place someone died, every place someone got shot.
Yes.
Everything about all the horrible stuff that's happened up there.
And he will tell you about it
every single time you pass him.
All the time.
Yeah. No matter how, I've heard most of these stories like 50 times now.
Yep.
Every single time we pass one of those areas, he talks about it again.
There's a
stump. I keep telling him to go home on the weekend and just watch Disney movies all weekend long.
Yeah. There's a stump or like a tree or stump like on one of the medians. And he was like, somebody was shot there. I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah, at that house right there. I'm like, all right, we're leaving this place now.
His racism also shows quite a bit.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But yeah.
I know one time he was telling me about
them
someone
damn
he
Spanish
knows
people.
That was getting, someone was pretending to be a cop and kept trying to pull this person he knew over.
That's illegal.
And the person who was pretending to be a cop was black, but he did not use that word. I'm like, let me explain something to you. Statistically, most serial killers.
Statistically, I think it's only
are of the other that of your ethnicity.
We don't know his ethnicity.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
So, like, so you might want to drop these words because.
I don't know, man. I'd be very careful. Anyways, we have a story, and by we, I mean me. That's kind of not a continuation, but very similar to what Chris did last week or 10
okay,
minutes
so
ago.
This is going to be so weird because we're saying last week, but this one will be next week and yours will be the week after.
Yes.
Because we were kind of ahead one episode.
Two.
Now, yeah, two.
Yeah.
Because the episode for today is technically ready to go as a draft online. You just got to hit
yep.
publish.
Yep. And I want to keep us ahead like this. Like, if we can get, like...
4 episodes in a can?
Yeah, something like that.
And we're
it
good.
Would be nice.
Well, we had, like, 2 at one point, and then we missed...
yeah, and then we used them immediately. So I want to keep it up. But it is hard to do, because we're trying... We both work pretty frequently, and, like, we record on Friday.
Plus, with my job, I am so dead on Friday, so yep. it's hard to keep recording and recording. Yep. That's one of the reasons we cut out KittenCast.
Yeah.
It was just too long.
Yep. So maybe we can, we're going to try to do 2 episodes a week, whether, is it magnetic?
Yes, but nothing on that is magnetic.
Yeah, because it's steel.
Oh.
Yeah. Pure, unadulterated steel. But anyways, this.
How did I know you wouldn't go right to unadulterated when you said pure?
That's the only way to say pure.
That's the only way to make steel.
Yeah. But this stories are going to be...
Unbridled, unadulterated pounding of that metal.
It's an alloy.
Still metal.
It's an alloy.
Still metal.
we're going to... It's not the same. It is very similar,
it's
though. It's
a combination of metals.
Yes, that's what an alloy is.
Yes.
It's
double the metal.
What is steel made out of, Christopher?
I don't remember. It's iron and...
Carbon.
Carbon?
Yes.
I knew it was iron and something.
Most of the time, it's iron and carbon.
Pig iron.
Pig iron isn't... like, that's a thing.
That's like the crap shit.
Yeah.
They used to make a lot of figures out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And pewter. We love the pewter ones because you just put like a wood burner to them and they go boom, something, nothing.
Pewter. That's an interesting one. I don't see much pewter these days.
Most little mini figures that are metal are made out of pewter.
Are they?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah, I believe so.
We're going to be talking about missing kids. Chris, from a forest.
Oh, like... Chris. Like...
Yeah.
Air quotes, last week.
Don't say it like that. You're dating the episode. How dare you? Everybody knows you don't date episodes when you podcast or do anything.
You don't date coworkers.
You hear something funny about that now that you brought that up? One of my coworkers.
You're not gonna say you dated someone because I know that's not true.
Yeah, no, that's not true. One of my coworkers is trying to start a rumor about me and another coworker, and I'm like, please don't start that one.
Is it a guy?
No.
Oh, really?
Like, he's like not trying to make it sound like I'm dating another guy. No, it's a girl who just turned 18. I'm like, please, of all things, not this one. Start any rumor you want. Well, you're not
that much older.
I know, but it's still weird.
Not really. You're like, what, 3 years older? Four?
Six.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm 24, Chris.
Yeah, yeah.
Which isn't crazy, but it's like...
That makes it easier to remember because it's just the flip mine around. People ask me how old you are, and I'm like, oh, he was like, I know he turned 21 when he worked with me.
He's like, yeah, because
he said he was sick, but he
I was sick that day.
The day after
I
turned
threw 20. Up in front of you guys.
Well, that's what happens when you drink a lot on your birthday.
My birthday, I would have drank the day before my birthday by that logic.
No, you would, yeah, true.
Because I threw up at work, which I got at work.
I don't mean shit. I drink all the time before I was 20.
I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just telling you, I got violently sick while at work because of actual sickness. I went home and slept.
He got violently sick when I saw him stick his finger in his throat.
That was the day we were cutting trees and she was watching
for
us.
For no reason.
Yeah.
They still never did anything with that. This all grew back now.
Yeah.
That's we spent a whole week cutting these fucking trees down.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't even, like, certified to cut full fucking trees.
Yep.
But they wanted that section cleared out to let it grow back.
Yep. Ooh.
I tried.
Damn. So, yeah, my coworkers tried to start a rumor about me and another person. I'm like, please, of all the rumors you can start, don't start that one. And, of course, the first person who told the rumor
to. Basically, like, directly insulting this person right now.
They're fine. It's
oh,
just,
are they?
Don't start. All I'm saying is I don't want that rumor because
you're saying you get along with this person.
Yes.
You don't want the rumor to fucking make things weird at work?
Not just that is if that rumor gets around, there's a whole other like
then you have to date her. And then
God forbid I have to date a woman. Gosh.
For you, yeah, that would be hard.
It'll
just end bad and awkward.
Yes. Anyways, we're going to talk about missing kids now. The first one we're going to talk about is Alfred Balzart.
Alfred Packer.
Belhart.
Cannibal the Musical.
In 1938. Apparently, this might be like the first drowning on record.
In history.
No.
Of forever.
In Colorado.
The first actual drowning
in the
victim.
Rocket... Let me fucking finish the statement. This is the first recording of a drowning in Colorado Rocky Mountain National Park. Though I do want to preface, we don't know if he actually drowned. And I'll say, a 4-year-old, Alfred Balthazar.
He was a warlock.
Yeah. He was camping in the park with his family over the July 4th weekend. When he disappeared near the Roaring and Falls River.
That's what it's called?
That's what it looks like, near the Roaring and Falls River.
That's what it looks like.
Roar!
No, I mean like...
I know.
You wrote this. That's what it looks like.
That's what it looks like. What I read is what I mean by it looks like. That's why I put it in. It looks like the place was actually called the Roaring and Falls.
Your mom writing these again, aren't you?
It's in English, so it can't be her.
Get your sister writing these.
Yes. Belhart's had gone with
I don't know
dad.
Why I naturally assume only the females in your family can write. Because that goddamn book you have me listening to.
That's right, yeah.
Only the women are allowed to write.
Stormlight Archives, only the women are.
Yeah, we're not going to get all into that book
it's
again.
It's a women's profession.
We've already, yeah.
It's very fun.
And men professions are all stabbing. They actually said that in one part.
Yeah, pretty much. Belhart's had gone with his dad to bathe in the river. From there, he decided to join two family friends at a spot about 500 feet
nothing
upstream.
Like a good, yep. Nothing like a good bath with your dad in the river.
It's 1938, all right?
That doesn't make it better.
I didn't say it was better. Upstream where he had his father, where he and his father entered the river. When everyone returned to camp, they realized that Belhart's was missing, and a search began immediately, expanding to more than 100 civilians, Oh, God.
Words.
I wrote these words, and yet they're still words. What? I wrote these words, and yet they're still weird to me.
I noticed you actually have a harder time reading the ones you write.
Right? Isn't that weird? It's the weirdest fucking thing.
Because, like, I want, like,
I can read. You've heard me read. And when I read somebody else's writing, I'm like, yes.
Well, like, okay, so when we did the episode about the ghost games.
Yes.
We basically, we said we copy and paste them because the rules are the rules. Yeah. You can't really rewrite these rules. And one of them you didn't have on your sheet, so you pulled it up on your phone.
Yeah.
And you had less trouble reading someone
Isn't
else's
that weird?
Words. Than your own
these are
words.
My words, and yet I still fucking.
It's the weirdest thing.
maybe civilian like, conversation
maybe,
corporation
maybe you only
members
have so many words in your head, and when you put it on paper, you've lost.
I've
that
lost
word.
Those words, yeah, for the day. Because corpse members within 45 minutes, but there were barely any signs of Bellhart's anywhere. A day after he disappeared, a couple hiking about 6 miles away from Bellhart's campsite reported seeing a boy who looked like Alfred sitting in an area called the Devil's Nest. Spooky, but okay. By the time authorities arrived, though, the boy was gone. The search went on for 10 days and included over 150 men plus bloodhounds Bloodhounds, though the size of the search party had dwindled to a dozen by the end of the eighth day. Park rangers chalked this disappearance up to a drowning.
The disappearance of the boy or of the searchers?
The boy.
Slowly dwindled as they were searching.
Yes,
they were
all drowning.
They were lemminging, the lemmings right off cliff.
Oh no, did you ever read about that?
What?
Lemmings don't kill themselves. That photo, from the documentary, is they backed a truck full of lemmings to the cliff.
Really?
And they pushed them off.
My whole life I've thought lemmings jump off a cliff to die.
Nope.
So that gets rid of that whole term of calling people a lemming.
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah. Apparently that's not a thing they do. That's a thing that people, when they're pushed to do, will do. Who would have thought?
That's weird.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up so we can talk about that.
I'm going to have to look into that.
I could have sworn what I read
I'm
was like...
I'm
not
going to buy a bunch of lemmings and bring them to a cliff and see if they'll jump.
When you push them off? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the chair moved and it...
By lemmings, I mean a bunch of political zealots.
A bunch of children, yes.
Not children.
They're political zealots.
No, they're not.
Damn kids getting your political agendas for... Trying to put him in the school system?
That's something I got to show you.
Mm-mm.
When we're done with this.
How dare you?
I think this is fucking hilarious.
You can't show me anything. Not your pee-pee again. I don't want to see the piercing.
It's gone.
Is it?
Yeah, I took it out.
Huh. That's interesting, I guess. I don't know why that's interesting.
I tried putting it back. It didn't go in.
Really?
Yeah.
Did it heal that quickly, or is it just like...
Yeah, it was weird, though, because I've had it for over 20 years, and it...
Yeah, I didn't... I figured it wouldn't...
It's one of those piercings, I guess, doesn't... I mean, it didn't heal completely, it just got smaller, so I can't fit the loop I have through it.
I think I've asked this, and I don't remember if I have. Is it going through your urethra?
No, it's not a Prince Albert.
Okay.
It's a...
Because I was going to ask, because that would then make me have
okay,
to ask,
this
does
it weird
break
too.
Up your pee stream?
This makes it weird, too, because it's called a frenum.
Yep.
But there's also a frenum piercing that you get in your mouth.
Yeah. Which is...
Is it the smiley up here, or is it the one under the tongue? I don't know.
I think the frenum is the one that's like...
Above your lip.
Above your lip.
Yeah.
That sticks out.
They call it smileys.
I fucking hate the frenum. Anyways.
But the genital one's also called the frenum.
I wonder if it... Because of like...
I don't know.
Anyways. Because the one goes in the other. Anyways,
wah, wah, wah.
It wasn't meant to be a joke. It was, I mean, like that. I was being serious. Is it because of that?
I don't know. I think that thing up there in the web on your mouth is actually called a frenum. That's why that piercing is called a frenum. I don't know why the other piercing is called a frenum.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Huh. Anyways, enough talking about your penis piercing. The next, and now we're going to talk about children. Yay!
Hey, good transition. Okay, where are the cops?
Catherine Van Alst, in 1946. 8-year-old Catherine Van Alst disappeared on Devil's Den State Park. It's weird that these keep coming up, by the way. And I didn't purposely do this. how they're all related to Devil something. Like Devil's Nest, Devil's Den. Anyways, from Devil's Den State Park near Arkansas, Ozarks National Forest, where she and her family were camping, Van Alst apparently was playing with her brother when she wandered off and got lost and couldn't find her way back. What makes her disappearance remarkable is that when she was found after 6 days wandering the woods, she was eerily calm. University of Arkansas.
That's weird. 6 days.
Yes. What's funnier than that is the University of Arkansas student Porter Chadwick was a part of the search party and that found Van Alst. He told the Pittsburgh Press that when he found her, she walked stoically out of the caves and just said, "Here I am."
It's like she was hiding. Like it was a game.
I don't know if it was, like, a game or if she just, like, was like, fucking finally, you fucking took you long enough. She had survived on berries and spent nights sleeping in caves. Many other hikers have gotten lost in that part of the Ozarks and not been so lucky as Van Alst. It's fucking wild. Where she just, like, for a week she was missing and they finally found her, like, I am here. Here I am. That's kind of funky. But it's nice that they found her.
Yeah. You
know? Not very often do they actually find them again.
No, that, I mean, that's what my whole
episode
was about.
So this one is the one that reminded me of yours, this next one, which is Dennis Martin, 1969. The moon landing, hey! 6-year-old Dennis Martin was on a camping trip near Tennessee, North Carolina state line with his family. In the summer of 1969, it was an annual Father's Day tradition. All of the men in the Martin family headed to the Smoky Mountains National Park to camp and hike. Is this not the one, actually? I don't know if this is the one I actually meant to write. It's not the one I meant to write. Oops. It's fine. I'll do this one anyways. I had a different story that I thought I added to this, but I guess I didn't. National Park to camp and hike. Dennis and his brothers had planned a prank on the adults. They were going to hide separately in bushes and jump out on different sides of the campsite to scare them.
Jump out.
Yeah. It was a typical joke that should have ended with some startled shouts and then a lot of laughs. The laughs ended quickly, though, when they realized Dennis was missing. Family.
Oh, I was right.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
That's weird, though, because that's not very far.
There's a blue spot on your head. My eyes are being funky. I just look up and there's like a blue. Yeah, it's moving. It's the lighting.
It's the glistening.
Yeah, it's a glistening. Family park. And
off my
park,
majestic head.
Yes. Family park rangers and other hikers spread out to search for Dennis almost immediately, but was nowhere to be found that evening. There was heavy rainfall, which is bad news when it comes to trying to track down missing people. Which, yeah. The search of Martin became the largest in the National Park Service history, which is funky. One of the people searching was Park Ranger Dwight McCarter, who had successfully tracked down hundreds of missing persons, including younger children. McCarter was a seasoned tracker and was struck by the complete lack of any sort of tracks.
He was seasoned with salt and pepper.
Some paprika, maybe some thyme.
Sauteed for a few hours.
And then
fed to the wolves.
Yep. Dennis seemed to have disappeared completely, leaving no traces at all. His disappearance is still a mystery. One possible lead, I had to add a weird one, that searchers didn't follow.
So Billy the Cripple?
Was a report from another family the evening that the boy went missing. The Key family allegedly heard a scream, then saw a bear man with something slung over his shoulder that looked like it could be a small child. We'll never know whether this was related to Martin's disappearance, but one thing did come out of it. The realization that having so many volunteers might have meant some vital clues got trampled on. Nowadays, searches involve less people, but they have more training. That's so, a very good point, and that's kind of one of the reasons why I wanted to add it, was because it's very often where there's a lot of people and they trample on tracks.
I have a question.
Yes.
The bear man.
The bear man.
As in B-E-A-R?
as in B-E-A-R.
Okay, so it's not B-A-R-E, like he's running around naked.
No, not a bear so, man.
Now, my second question is, do they mean bear man as in like the LGBTQ
nope,
term
nope,
for
this is 1969.
Hairy man?
This is 1969. Okay. It's bear hyphen man. It's a bear man.
So it's like Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. But not Bigfoot. It's bear man.
Bear squatch.
Bear man hair squatch. Yeah. But the other one I thought I actually added to this, but I didn't, was similar to the one you were talking about, where a kid went to, they were at a park with his family. He wanted to get cookies from the car, so he asked his mom for the keys. So his mom gave him the keys, and like the parking lot is only, I think it was like 200 yards away, maybe not
so like
that.
The one where the kid went back to the camp.
Yeah, and she watched him go back to the car to get the cookies, turned her back for a second, and then looked back and he was gone.
You know, I find that weird with stuff like that, like in the same one like I did, which was like 300 yards.
Yeah.
Is it like a person's out there to abduct a kid and they see the parent and they just kind of crouch in a sprinter's position, waiting for the split second for the parent to look away and just run like the Flash, scoop him up and go?
Yeah. And it was interesting because she said that she saw a beige truck leave the place really quickly, so she thought he was abducted, but like there was no... There's nothing to suggest that he was. No, they did find the body. This is what it was. They found his, unfortunately, remains 9 miles from where he was last seen. And everyone's like, it's a cougar. Like, a cougar stealthily took a kid and then dragged it 9 miles.
Ran 9 miles?
Yeah. And
kid
then,
without the kid making a noise?
Yeah. So.
I was like, oh, nice kitty.
So it's weird for two things. She saw him go to the car. And like she turned around right before he got to the car, and when they did eventually find his remains, it was 9 miles away. It's very weird.
How long was it between when he went missing to when they found the remains?
I don't remember. If I would write, I should have written it down because I did plan on doing.
What was
story.
The temperature that day?
Like 72, maybe 73.
What's the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow?
European or African?
African or European, but you got it.
You know, God forbid I say it fucking wrong. Let's see if I can find it real quick. You gonna vamp while I try to type? Good luck. You want to talk about Legend of Zelda?
No. I gotta get back to a bunch of the games I got.
Yeah, what kind of games did you get?
I haven't played shit out of Elden Rings at all. A little bit. I haven't played any of the new Final Fantasy.
When did that come out?
2 weeks ago.
Really?
I've been playing.
Is it the continuation of the last one, the remake? Or is it, what is the new Final Fantasy?
Oh, it's Stranger of Paradise. It's a kind of like, to my understanding, it was like almost like a remake of the first Final Fantasy.
Really?
But I'm not 100% sure yet. Then I've been playing Tiny Tina's Wonderlands.
I heard that's pretty good.
It's fun. Because you get to make like your... Yeah, like stats and stuff.
Now. Yeah, it's an RPG.
It's funny because it's like super fantasied out because you're basically playing D&D, but all your weapons are still guns.
That is kind of funky.
Like my character, the Clawbringer, I think he's called or something.
Something like that.
His special ability is a giant warhammer. He slams into the ground, but now I just unlock the ability to throw it like Thor, and wherever it sticks, lightning is all around it.
Interesting.
And you can pull it back, which I kind of hoped. I played the rogue class at first, and he summons a ghost blade, like a spirit blade, and it just spins in one spot.
Yeah.
So anything in that area gets hurt, but then you can cast it again into another spot.
Huh.
As long as the timer's still going, you can move it all over the place. But the hammer, like, you pull it back, and that's it.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I'm like, oh, I wish I could throw it back out. It hurts everything it hits on the way back to you.
But... That's good. It was almost a year later.
Oh, okay.
Almost a year later, hiker stumbled upon the boy's remains about a mile from his family's campsite. Authorities initially chalked this up to mountain lion attack, but how could a mountain lion have silently dragged a 9-year-old boy a mile?
I'd probably chalk it up to continental drift.
Yep. I mean, that's what I'd do.
Hey.
Without leaving any blood or signs of the struggle, the autopsy determined that any marks made to the child's remains were done by scavenging animals. So they don't know what killed kid.
He just happened to be on a different tectonic plate as his parents, as the continent expanded.
It drifted apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the same thing with clocks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly like the clocks.
They drift. They drift further away. I'm stretching. I'm sorry. Have you not played any Elden Ring?
I played a little bit.
Yeah?
I've been trying to figure out how to get into the castle by the back entrance, but nobody, like, tells you how to get there.
Is there an actual back entrance?
Yeah. Because there's a weapon I want in the back entrance.
Is there?
Yeah. But I don't know if I have to defeat the guy guarding the gate in order to get to the back
Good
entrance.
Good fucking luck.
Yeah, I've tried.
Good fucking
luck. I'm going to have to summon someone to help me.
I left... leveled up and got better at the game and came back and still
got good.
I didn't get good. I got better.
So here's the reason, though, why I want this weapon.
You know what pisses me off about that guy so much? There's no barely any time to hit him.
I can get him down to about half health with the three wolves.
Yeah.
But all the other summons I got at this point suck. I can't counter in these games.
No.
Like I explained before, in Demon Souls, I could counter everybody. In Dark Souls and these other games, they put the weirdest fucking timing on the attacks. You got to watch for a split second animation and try and counter that.
Yeah.
And I can't do it.
I managed to parry this guy a few times.
So what I'm trying to do, though, is I'm trying to, like, I usually go dex build.
Okay.
So yeah. I can get out of the way and get my strikes and then get out of the way again.
Yeah.
And in the back entrance is a... the like Wolverine like claws weapon.
I found the claw weapon.
Yeah, but you got there's a way into the back entrance where you can find them. You can do it from the front too, but
you have to. Oh, is there a back entrance?
Yeah, everybody keeps mentioning there's a back entrance to this castle, and I haven't found it yet.
Because I know where the claws are, yes. And I had to beat the boss to get to it.
Yeah, I'm thinking. So
I don't know. If
I keep looking for the back entrance, but then people say you kill the gatekeeper dude,
yeah,
and then you can hop along the wall of the castle. And find a door. So I think I still got to beat him to get to that
That's entrance. Interesting.
So you can't just sneak to that back entrance. I think I still have to go through this bastard.
Okay.
I did find this other guy that apparently people didn't know about, and now they're talking about it as being a big secret.
Oh.
I was wandering around, and someone kept saying stuff.
Oh, the tree guy.
Yeah, and then I hit the tree, and yeah. It was him. Because I noticed it was coming from there with the surround sound. You can kind of pinpoint the voice.
Yep.
And people are like... you might not have noticed this. A lot of people, the video just popped up yesterday.
I know, I saw it.
I'm like, I just stumbled on him.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did, but like nobody really talked about it.
But apparently, I guess if you bring back something to him,
yes,
you can either unlimitedly upgrade your weapons or easily upgrade your weapons.
I think he allows you to, I don't know if it's upgrade your weapons or change things to your outfits. I think it's something to do with outfits.
There's another thing I learned too, that if you kill the merchants that you come across,
yeah,
and you bring the thing they drop to the two sisters, the kind of like corpse sisters,
yes,
at the
hall,
yeah,
the round
you bring
table.
Them the item you get from those merchants,
yeah,
now they carry that merchant's items.
Oh,
so you can pretty much kill every merchant in the game and have one merchant at the hall with all the items.
That's cool.
So you don't have to remember where each merchant
is. But that's gonna make me feel like a piece of shit.
Yeah. And if it's anything like any of the other Dark Souls games, I don't know if it is yet, killing innocent people has a lot of bearing on the game.
Probably.
Demon Souls and Dark Souls had a huge... like, one of my friends couldn't figure out how... right when I started Demon Souls, this is years and years ago, I'm like, hey, I just... going through the game again, and there's a door that wasn't open before. My soul level was... pure white, which opened a door that let me kill this executioner lady and get her armor and weapon.
That's cool.
And he's like, how the hell did you get your level that high? Oh, get that damn door open.
By not hurting people.
Yes.
There's one quest in Elden Ring that I'm so upset about. You had to, like, you run across a girl and she's like, I'm waiting for my father. He's the lord of the castle, but he won't leave the castle because, like, it's his job to protect it. Can you give him this letter? I'm like, yeah. I give the guy the letter, and I go back to the girl, and she's fucking dead. I'm like, wow, cool. Great to see it. Fuck me, I guess.
There's this character right in the beginning of Tiny Tina.
Yep.
And, like, you're going to help him. and you hear the other characters who are playing the D&D game making comments,
Yep.
and they're like, "He's just gonna kill you. His name is literally like Jack the Backstabber." And like we're going back to bring the item back, and like he's gonna kill. Be careful! He's gonna kill you. His name literally says he's going to kill you. And you get there, and there's a thumbtack through him onto the map. Because the map, the little world she built, the map, it's got like soda caps and like popcorn here and there and stuff like that. There's a thumbtack through the figure.
That poor,
He got
poor
stabbed in
guy.
the back. And he keeps saying stuff like, you know, go do this. My unprotected back will be here waiting for you. And he's just, makes all these weird
Fucking,
comments all the
I
time.
love Tiny Tina. I haven't played it yet.
It's good.
I don't know if I will. I probably will eventually, but right now, yeah. I'm trying to
It's
bully.
the first game I know of that's 100% full cross-platform.
it? That's cool.
Did you see the other thing where someone put out a video of thanking
Elden Ring and
Elden
them.
Ring?
Yes,
And
I
because it's
did.
the only games that come out, so the full game is right there.
Yep, there's no
All the
microtransactions.
outfits are
There's
in the
nothing.
game. You just got to find them.
Yep. I'm bullying my friend right now into buying Halo, the Master Chief Collection, so we can play through 1, 2, 3, 4,
Does he
Reach,
have?
and ODST.
He has Xbox.
She. No.
She has Xbox.
Computer.
Oh. Yeah, but if she gets Game Pass for computer, you can get all the Master Chief Collection for free.
Yeah.
They're in Game Pass.
We're not getting Game Pass.
So you wanted to buy the games,
It's 15 bucks!
so is Game Pass.
It's 15 bucks, and I don't have to keep buying Game Pass.
You don't have to. Once you play them through, you're done. You don't have to buy it for 1 month. You have all the games for 1 month.
There's no way we're doing it in 1 month. There's absolutely no way.
True. I mean, I prefer physical copies myself, so.
Yeah. It's on sale right now for 15 bucks, and then I can
For
have the game forever.
PC?
Yes. The Master Chief Collection.
It's on sale online for free.
It's not on sale. You have to have the fucking Game Pass.
Talking about torrents.
Oh. But it won't work. I can't Steam invite you.
You don't pl yeah, you'd have to. Do you need Steam to play it?
I need to invite her to the game so we can play it together.
Well, I know there's way, like, I've done that before with games that weren't
Yeah.
legit, but we were connected through a network, like, you know, Wi-Fi,
Yeah.
whatever it's called, LAN party type shit.
Yeah. No. I can't LAN party her. She's in another country.
Oh.
Yes.
It just happens to be one of those countries where they're super strict on video games.
What do you
I
mean?
don't know. I'm just There's some countries where it's hard to get certain
You're shit
games.
talking me trying to bully somebody into playing Halo with me.
No, I'm just saying that it's going to be funny if she tries to get the game and it's one of those countries where like it's almost impossible to get
No,
certain
it's just
games.
Canada.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's just
It's
Canada.
just Canada.
Just Canada.
It's just Canada. Fuck Canada. They know what they did. Fucking burn down the White House. How dare they?
What?
What do you mean, what?
How long ago was this
Very
that
long
you're holding
ago.
a grudge about?
Yeah. We still remember
Yeah, I know.
the
We really are Southern. Okay.
How dare you?
Give me my card.
Read that shit, and then we go.
If you wanna cut.
Stop doing that.
What?
The way you say it.
If you think I'm sexy.
Yeah. If you want my body
And
and you
see, I
think
had
I'm
it backwards.
sexy. Yeah.
Okay. If you want to contact us via email,
Ow.
arcanumobscuracast@gmail.com. Contact us on Twitter at arcanumobscura and Instagram, arcanumobscurapodcast.
Yeah.
Email and Instagram are the best way because I really don't pay attention to Twitter.
What do you mean? Twitter's the best.
Don't shut your mouth. You don't pay attention to any of these.
Twitter's the best. How dare you? Twitter's the best.
If you enjoy the podcast, please like, follow, rate, review, tell your friends, family. Goldfish.
I don't have a Twitter account.
Tell your goldfish.
Especially your fucking goldfish. Or if you have an
Because, no, seriously, listen.
opossum,
I
let them
have
know.
a reason for this.
Okay.
Because once the goldfish listens to it,
That's
he can
not
listen
true.
to it again in like a
Stop
minute.
it. That's wrong. You
No.
can't stop saying that.
Nah. They did prove goldfish don't have a 20-second memory.
Yeah.
But they don't have a super long memory
No.
either. So within a week, it can listen to the episode again. And it gets a lot of hits.
You could do that to any southerner.
Him a lot?
I mean, I do.
Hit him a lot?
Yes.
Okay. I'm game for that.
Yeah, but you are a fucking northern piece of shit. Go back to your own town.
You're not even from America. Shut up.
What's your point? I was still born in the South, just not the United States not South. The
American South.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Bavaria is in the South. I don't know what to tell you.
It's just made of cream. All of it.
Shut up about that. You have a great day. I hope to see
coming
you next
coming from the guy
week.
I didn't know what buxom meant.
I used the correct word for buxom.
No, you didn't.
All right, you just were like, oh, that's not what it's used for now. I'm like, look, the original etymology of buxom was this.
Look, back in the 1500s.
I was right. That's all that matters.
You were not. We proved it wrong on the podcast. You got to go back to listen to it and get to like episode 2.
Yeah, I don't remember the whole argument. Anyways, goodbye and have a good day.
Goodbye.